I'm getting off. That boy about to use that bath bomb in there.
Oh, I saw that thing today. Dude, where'd he get that?
Hairs of the Dog, episode 2. Here we are. We're talking about bath bombs.
Bath bombs? Well, Jeremy had one.
He said you had an experience of a bath bomb.
No, there's one in there. He's going to use one.
Oh, Jeremy's using bath bomb right now.
Yeah. Did you smell it?
Okay.
I smelled it.
Wait, hold on. Before we forget about this.
I'm going to forget about this real quick.
How's it smell?
I don't remember, but I know it was good. It was true. It really was good. And when it was in the shape of, because he's canine, right? It was in the shape of a dog face. And that, like, different. So, like, I don't know, dude. If you throw it in there, you know, you just see the dog's face melt. That's what it smelled good, though. It's kind of scary.
So you want one now?
I mean, if I got one, I wouldn't not use it. You know, that's kind of disrespectful.
I mean, it's okay to say you want one.
I'm not really, I don't know if I'm saying I want one.
I'm not going to lie. I've used one.
What kind? What color?
Did it make your skin
blue.
All...
It was blue?
Like, yeah. Really soft.
It was green tea.
Yeah, it was green
tea. What's the purpose of it? It's supposed to make you smell good. It's like a soap, man. It's soft or what?
You ever heard of aromatherapy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Fucking problem idiot. Solved.
Google that shit. GTF. GTS.
Okay, I'm an idiot because I did. Well, I guess that does make me an idiot.
I didn't say you were an idiot.
Who did?
Nobody. He inferred that we said he was an idiot.
Did you just assume someone called you an idiot?
No. Do you know the definition of idiot, you idiot?
Oh.
I can guess.
Okay. So.
A lack of knowledge of a topic or whatever.
How do you
that
know?
Would be considered
look
ignorant.
Look it up, you piece of shit.
Oh, dang.
Let's go.
GTS,
bitch. I'll Google it right now. Google the definition of.
Just say, hey, Google. Okay, what Google. Were you gonna
say? Anyway, start with your intro. Our bad.
What is the definition of idiot?
Person.
Thank you, Google.
What's the definition of stupid?
Okay, Google. What's the definition of stupid?
She's like, you don't.
A stupid.
Stupid. Having or showing a great lack of intelligence or common sense.
There you go. Oh.
There you go.
There you go. All right.
So,
you know.
Tell me the story about the keys.
No. Continue your intro, I guess. What happened?
Huh? No, this is not an intro.
Okay. No, your
I
intro.
I did the intro.
Oh, there is the dog and everything?
Oh, do we need to introduce ourselves again? I thought we did that in the first part.
I don't care.
Yeah, dude. We did. We talked about how we met and all that shit. We were just fucking talking about a couple more stories for part 2.
No, I was
just
talking like the intro of the
podcast. Oh, do we need to make the intro for the podcast so we can like keep repeating it? Like clip the, like, okay, ready, go. Let's work on the intro.
Oh, we could, yeah.
Yeah.
We could put an audio in there.
Okay.
A little audio clip.
Let's do that at the end.
But we were going to write it, weren't we, and play it on a
computer. Yeah. Let's do that do that at the end.
I'll cut it. We'll cut all this shit out.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's why all right.
So, fucking, what happened with the keys?
Your keys.
With the
my keys.
Yes.
Dylan's funny
story.
Keys.
So, tell him how you lost them in Iowa.
No, you tell us how he lost them in Iowa.
No, he lost them. He thought he lost them in Iowa.
I didn't lose shit, turns out.
Shut up.
Why'd you say shit? Oh, you don't know anything.
No, I don't know.
Just tell it from your perspective.
Yeah, okay.
Here
we go. I'll start at the very beginning, ladies and everybody. Especially Eddie. I know Eddie really loves the story.
Yeah.
So, we were going to leave for Iowa for a wedding that I knew an individual in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... So, we were going to leave Friday morning?
Yeah, something like that.
At like 6 in the morning?
No, we were going to leave Thursday.
Okay, we were going to leave Thursday.
We were going to leave Thursday and get there Friday morning. But we left Friday morning and got there Friday night.
Yeah, yep.
It was Saturday.
Yep. Anyway, so Friday morning rolls around. No, okay, so it's Thursday night and I'm in Jeremy's room playing video games or whatever. And... Eddie calls me, and he's like, hey, he's coming back from this girl's house or whatever, and he's like, hey, man, you want any food? Because I'm stopping somewhere, and I already got, like, McDonald's or something.
Okay.
It's like 11:30 at night. I'm like, no, I'm good, man, appreciate you, you know, that kind of shit.
Is it Tinder chick?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, proud of your boy right here.
Yeah.
And so Eddie... I was like, cool, yeah, no worries. And now I'm good, appreciate you. So he's like, all right, yeah, I'm on my way back. So I stay up till like, I don't know. No, I go to sleep like right after that. And then I wake up at 3 a.m, sick as shit, right? For no reason.
Food?
McDonald's, maybe, possibly. I don't know. Yeah, very possibly. But I woke up at 3 a.m, sick as shit. And I'm thrown up in the bathroom. And feeling horrible, right? And then I'm like, fuck this, I have to shower to feel better. So I get in the shower, and I'm like, this is great, I start to feel okay. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, I didn't see Eddie. Yeah, right. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, that sucks. It's probably all right, though. I mean, you know, that's about as far as I...
Damn. Worry.
No, dude. No, but that's like the perfect amount of... That's how dudes, you know, worry. It's like, I'll give whatever.
Yeah.
I'll give him a day.
I mean, at least 24 hours. If you get here for me, I'm probably dead somewhere or in jail.
Yeah, or in jail. Well, we would have heard about you being in jail, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It would have been for...
But I remember, I'm like, he definitely said he was coming back. It's like, fuck. Okay, yeah, that's not good. All right, I'll figure it out later, I guess. And still feel like shit. Feel fucking horrible. And like 5:30, 6 o'clock rolls around. And my alarm started going off because we were going to leave there. And I just think like, because I think I'm sitting there going, fuck, he just fell asleep at her house or whatever. Not a big deal. Yeah, but I was like, cuddling. Fuck, he definitely came. He definitely said he was coming home.
Nah, dog, he's cuddling, bro.
yeah. I do that shit all the time now. I'll be like, have you showered yet? And be like, oh yeah, I'm on my way. Like, I'm on the highway right now, dude. Fucking. Anyway. Trying to think now. Eddie walks in, right? But I'm like curled up on the bed, like shivering cold. I'm like flu symptoms for some. I'm just like dying, yeah, right? I have no idea, dude. It was weird. Yeah. Like I couldn't even like smoke weed because it was like making me feel ill.
Yeah.
And then finally I did, and life was good again.
Yeah.
And
always.
Oh, always. So Eddie walks in. He's like, "Hey, man." I'm like, "Dude, what happened?" He's like, "You didn't know I was out there?" I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" He had driven all the way here, parked, and fallen asleep in his car at like midnight until like 6 a.m. Just walks in. And I was all worried about him, and he was literally 50 feet from me asleep.
Eddie, did you fall asleep playing a game on your phone or some shit?
I was asleep. I probably did, yeah.
He's lost in his own world.
In his own world. So we're originally gonna leave at 6. That's not gonna fucking happen.
Cause you were still.
Cause I was still sick. And then I feel better at around 7.
I don't even think I had any clothes back.
I feel better at around 7. We left at 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And hey, by the way, where the fuck is my jacket and shit?
In that closet.
It is? Okay.
Yes. Thank you. No, fucking you're badass.
Good. And you're good. I just wanted to ask. I was.
Yeah, they worked out well, dude.
Your keys and everything were questionable of the location. I just want to make sure the jacket.
Well, that's what pissed me off, dude. Because like every time I go to, especially like long road trips like that, yeah. I fucking always leave something.
Oh yeah.
And so, but we're leaving at 8 o'clock.
I'm notorious for leaving.
Yeah.
I have fucking. You remember all my fucking Gore-Tex multicam fucking jackets and shit. Like, I had the Gore-Tex pants and I had the Gore-Tex jacket.
Yeah.
All that shit's gone. I fucking lost it. I lost it on my way back from fucking Afghanistan, dude.
I left paper
traveling for fucking 60 hours straight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
I lost some shit. I was fucking sleep deprived and fucking too excited to go home to fucking care about all of my bags. It's like, weapons, that's all I fucking care about.
They lost our weapons. San Angelo Airport lost our weapons.
Anyway, now that we're kind of talking about...
But they got them back. It was definitely a day. They were so pissed.
Anyway, continue with the keys.
I remember seeing them on the table in Jeremy's room on his TV stand before we left. And I'm like, oh, just I don't... Why would I need my keys? I'll just leave them.
Because you were taking Eddie's car?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, but somebody fucking breaks in. They have my brand new truck.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, okay, I'll fucking park them, whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty positive that's what I did. I'm about 90% sure that's what I fucking did. right?
That other 10% was pretty fucking sketchy.
And that was the last time I saw them. And got real fucked up at the wedding. Real fucked up after the wedding, right? Me and my buddy Lance. Eddie met Lance.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Real cool dude.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you... Fuck yeah, did you have met Lance yet?
He said fucked up, like, smoking weed. We killed a bottle of Hennessy that night.
I know, I saw that. Dylan's new profile.
Jesus, dude. Oh, yeah, it was pretty...
It was so much.
Because he lives out... He's got a place out in the country. Like, typical Iowa, surrounded by cornfields, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's fucking great. You can do whatever you want out there. Pretty much lawless. And... So I thought I left them, I had my glasses off, I took all my shit out. I'm like, fuck, it's like in his couch or something, which is whatever. I just want them found, right? And I text him nothing, right? He's like, yeah, I can't find them. I'm like, fuck, my pants, I figured I'd do the same thing. No, can't find them. I'm like, okay, damn it. So I get back and I'm kind of looking through Eddie's car and there's nothing. I'm like, well, they're just gone, right? They're just fucking gone. So they just, they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, for real. I chalked it up to nothing. Eddie gets a text about...
Oh, wait. What happened? Oh, she wanted, this chick, she wanted to meet up with me because she was leaving town the next day.
Like, for good?
Yeah, for good.
Oh, she's going to, she went to New York.
Yeah, she was leaving town, she wanted to meet up with me. So, all right, cool. So we met up at a bar, we had a few drinks, went back to her place. I was fucked up, I stayed the night. Next day,
was that the night we got back here in Colorado?
No.
Okay. I think that matters.
I don't think it was.
Okay, anyway, continue. My bad.
Not sure. But me and her got real fucked up. I was high before anyway, so... And the liquor just took me, you know, all the way there. And so I went over to her house. I stayed the night and left the next morning. And I was looking for my keys and I couldn't find them. So I was like, all right, they might be in the car. So I got in my car and I started it. I was like, all right, my keys are in here somewhere.
Yeah, I love that shit.
My keys are here somewhere. I just don't know where they're at. You know, I'll find them when I get back to my place.
Yeah, remote start. I fucking love that shit.
So I drive off. I get back home. And she sends me a text. She was like, hey, do you have your keys? I was like, yeah. I wouldn't have been able to drive home if I didn't have my keys. Like, why are you asking? She was like, oh, because I found these keys, you know, where your phone and everything was. I was like, send me a picture of them. So she sent me a picture of them. And the keys are Dylan's. And I'm like,
he's like, hey, are these your keys?
I'm like, hey.
That's my Eddie impression, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's like... And I'm like, yeah, what the fuck?
Where the fuck did you find these?
I've never met this girl ever in my life.
Yeah.
I've never been over to her house.
Yeah. You left him in his car, and you were high, thought they were your keys, put them in your pocket.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know how that happened. It blows my fucking mind.
And I don't know how, because I searched through his car, right? I used to be a fucking cop.
Yeah, he searched my car for his keys. Systematic and thorough.
Yeah.
So, how did I find... I was fucked up. I had been drinking and smoking. I was fucked up.
I was probably fucked up when I put them where they were. So, your fucked up brain melded with my fucked up brain like it often does.
Yeah.
And you knew exactly. It's like a different, you know...
You know what I think happened? She, the keys were in my car the whole time. You just missed them somehow. You know?
Not possible.
And, I don't know. Maybe. Possibly. And the night I went over to her house...
You're playing a trick on me.
No, she was trying to get out. She was trying to, like, take my keys.
Like the movie?
Yeah. She was trying to take my keys, but she didn't know those were your keys.
I saved your life.
Yeah, so you saved my life.
You're fucking welcome.
Was she white?
Yeah.
Dude, you almost had to get out.
I know. That's why we were just... Did you not...
I wasn't even listening.
What the hell?
Dude... We definitely should have fucking smoked all that shit.
I feel pretty
I'm
great.
On another planet right now.
Which one?
Fucking Titan.
Is that somebody's moon?
Yeah, that's a moon on fucking Saturn.
Is it? I knew it was someone's moon.
That's where fucking Thanos is from.
It's what my truck's named after.
Dude, you guys need to go see... Let's go see...
We tried, and I'm never going to a movie ever again.
Why?
because we tried to go. I fucking hate the movie theaters here, dude.
Oh,
wow. I love, because I am so used to just showing up, buying a ticket, and seeing a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of waiting like 3 weeks out now, I don't know, time or math. And we still, like, we show up at like 4 to 4 o'clock.
Time or math, like.
We show up to the 4 o'clock showing. And they're like, yeah, we can't. There's nothing until like the 9:15 showing. And I'm like, me and Eddie are ridiculously, like, we can't talk to each other. That's how bad we are. And
the whole car ride back to the apartment was silent. I tried to put on music. I couldn't focus. I had to focus on driving.
We're probably going like 10 miles an hour in this.
You guys are parked on the right side of the road for like 45 minutes. My God, this is a long drive.
Like, man, there's a lot of traffic right now. Yeah. It's like, what time is it? It's like, man, must be lunchtime or something.
We're pulled over. God damn it.
You haven't seen that movie either, dude. That shit
doesn't... dude, fucking Up in Smoke?
No. Super Troopers 2.
Oh,
I thought you meant the first one.
I can't
pull over.
You know Cheech and
Chong? I'm
already
pulled over.
You know Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke? When they think they're driving, but they're actually pulled over.
Yeah.
And the cop pulls up behind him.
Anyway, so we buy these tickets, and it's like, I pay for Eddie's ticket. No, here's what I was going to... Because...
I was confused as fuck. I didn't know what was going on.
Eddie and I were just going to go because, like, Jeremy ended up was going to go to the gym instead. And then the guy told me instead of now, 9:15 is the soonest he can get us in with the three of us together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sweet, Jeremy can go with us too. I go, I'll buy Jeremy's. It's all cool. And then you buy yours. And he's like, sweet.
That's the part I didn't hear.
Yeah. He's like, fucking superb, right? And I'm like, cool. I'm like, hey, man, too. Right here, pick out the seats, life is good. Turn around, Eddie turns around too, and we just start walking. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like,
did you buy your ticket online?
I don't know, yeah. I don't know what happened. And then we just don't talk to each other at all. And I'm like, fuck, is Eddie mad at me a little bit? And I'm like, no, I am really stoned, I'm probably just stoned. And we fucking come back, and I tell Jeremy, and he starts laughing. He's like, I'll just buy a ticket right now. And he buys the ticket right next to us. Life was good. And it was at 9:15. Eddie, he comes back and he immediately falls asleep. I don't know what time of day it was, but he immediately falls asleep.
Yeah, it was right after we left the movie theater, so it was
okay.
4,
yeah.
Maybe like 4:30.
Yeah, there you go. And sleeps all the way up to the movie at like 9. Because we wake him up. We're like, hey man, you know, let's go to this movie. He's like, okay. He fucking walks around for a little bit. And then starts to let the dogs out. And then it was like a Saturday night. Me and Jeremy are out there drinking. And then like 9:15 kind of shows up. And he's just taking Cujo out. And like next thing you know, it's about 9:30. And we're like, okay, I guess just chalk this up to a big ol' L for the group. Or like, fuck movies. We just don't make the times anymore. Just like... anytime there's like a time where like, man, fuck that
God,
shit.
That just sounds like poor freaking motivation.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't think we cared to go see the movie. So I'm like, fuck it, that's probably the last movie. I love the movies too. I really do.
And when you guys get a new place, I think it should be close to the movie theater. That way it's within like, you know, $5 Uber ride or
you know
a
many 10 fucking
minute
movies
walk.
We'd see like every movie. Ever.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Remember that one time we went to the movies, me and you?
Yeah.
In Arizona.
Yeah.
And all
22
Jump
Street.
22 Jump Street, yeah.
Fucking
dude,
hilarious. And then we snuck into How to Train Your Dragon 2.
I like the theaters in Arizona were always cool because they had the freaking big old, it was the AMC theaters. And I don't think they really have very many AMCs out here. I'm not sure.
What's the fucking, they
have
do.
These big old fucking red puffy couches.
Yeah.
That like you press the freaking button, it's like.
Yeah, Angela just got one of those.
Fucking
like, kick
bag.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
The recliner
seat. Oh, white boy Brett.
Oh, white boy Brett. Can we get a feet? Can we get a cameo appearance from white boy Brett?
Oh, my side hurts. How do you know if you have a penis?
So we got to tell this story before, like, I kind of lose track of what we were going to talk about in this second part of episode one. So this is episode two, but it's confusing. So fuck it. It's episode two. We're going to kind of continue with the Afghanistan stories. And I think the last one we were going to talk about was the prank with water with you and me and Bach.
And Anders.
And Anders.
Björklund.
Björklund.
Maddo.
So I'll kind of give the background story of beforehand, and you can kind of give, you know, up to the, you know, us.
Yeah, just go, you just tell it and I'll jump in whenever.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, I'll spice it up.
So, yeah, spice it up, man. Throw in your
little freaking, seasoning. That's what you call me, paprika.
Throw in that chupacabra. Oh, yeah.
White bread. Yeah,
throw it on.
Salt bay.
So,
salt bay.
our element, I don't know. We fucking, I don't know if this was like a big thing on all the other flights or not, but when we were in Afghanistan, we fucking pranked each other a lot, like on days, because it was fucking hot as shit. And we just had these massive fucking pallets of water everywhere on base, because the fucking water in Afghanistan is absolute shit. So they fucking send it to us.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we
yeah.
absolutely fucking waste it.
You but obviously fucking, don't drink
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we drank it, but it was also, you know, an overabundance of it. So we fucking had fun with it as well. So our element, we did like perimeter security and all that shit for the base in Kandahar. And we would fucking prank each other. We were all at the different entry control points and all that stuff. What? Oh, was that you moving?
Poop. I honestly just wanted to see how long we've been going, but I can't tell.
Oh.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
We're good. Okay.
15 minutes.
How can you tell?
I can't. I was just making
that. Oh, God.
Continue the story. What was I talking about? We can't do this. Don't fucking sidetrack.
Good boy.
All right. So, our elements would fucking prank each other because it was fucking hot outside. So, we had this fucking element leader. He was fucking... What was his name?
Aussie.
Aussie. He was an Aussie. Fucking... I forget his first name.
I don't know. It's called him Maddo.
Maddo? Madsen? Yeah. I don't know. He was a fucking Australian Army fucking dude, and he was badass. We called him Maddo. His last name was Madsen. I think his first name was Chris or something like that. Anyway. We, he fucking kind of initiated all the pranks and all that shit on my element. And, it was kind of started with him just freaking tossing water on people. And,
it was definitely, you know, coming his through. Idea.
Yeah, I mean, he started all of it. And so we kind of, you know, played along with it. We pranked, most of the time we just pranked Parmenter. Like, I just like getting Wesco and Parmenter just fucking soaked.
Yeah, because Bach was too. Remember, I have a video on here actually of.
We should put the video on YouTube.
Of that cookie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
When have you seen that video?
No, I don't think I have.
We soaked this cookie in rubbing alcohol.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, not really thinking about if it would kill anybody or not.
I think it was hand sanitizer.
Well, that's my man.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
It's non-toxic. No, you said rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
It's hand sanitizer. It's non-toxic.
Yeah.
We thought that through at least.
It was a Girl Scout cookie. One of the shitty ones for sure. Yeah.
It was like a freaking lemon zest freaking...
Oh, I kind of like those though. You know what lemon delicious.
What?
I can.
You can't go. No, you can't.
Well, it says who?
I mean, to a little girl when she knocks on your door trying to sell cookies.
I think I would buy a shit ton of Thin Mints and a shit ton of Samoas.
Are you gonna say that to a little girl?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell her.
If she wants to sell me shitty Girl Scout cookies, yeah. But if she wants to sell me the good ones, yeah, let's do business, little girl. Yeah. I'm down. Let's negotiate.
Congratulations. Good luck selling the shit cookies. Yeah. Well, then you're the guy.
Listen.
You're the guy. If I know a Girl Scout that has shitty Girl Scout cookies, I'm going to tell him, go to Eddie's house because he'll buy all of them.
Remember that box of Girl Scout cookies, too? Like, after they gave them to the flight, but it's already been picked over by, like...
Do you remember
when... Hold on. It's already been picked over by, like... It's already been picked over by, like, senior NCOs and shit.
Yes.
And back office motherfuckers. And it was just those lemon ones left. They're not even cookies. They're, like, the fucked up squares.
Yeah.
They look like lemon wedges.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not good.
Yeah, dude.
They're definitely not good after like four boxes.
Do you remember when we got a pallet of, or like a fucking big ass box of them in Afghanistan? And the Brits had never had fucking Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
And they fucking gave all that shit away to them. And we got to fucking work the next day. Because we knew that fucking Girl Scout cookies were coming. Mm. I remember this shit.
Oh, yeah. It was rumored.
Dude. And we got there. And I remember fucking Angela. Mm. Angela was and Poitras were both fucking livid, dude. They were so fucking excited about their fucking Girl Scout cookies. And they were so fucking mad. But anyway, so talking about the fucking pranks on our element. So we would fucking do these water pranks.
And we had someone eat that cookie. Bach tried to eat the cookie.
Oh, yeah, he was pissed. I'm
sorry. And then Palmerator ate the whole cookie, and we thought he was going to die because we didn't know. We didn't think it through.
Yeah.
This shit's hilarious.
Oh, shit.
But he didn't
do it. I remember.
I was like,
should not taste it.
No, he's just like, we told him it was a fucked up cookie. He was like, dude, you got to try. It was like from like one of the Saudis or something, you know? It was just like a fucked up cookie that you know how they give you those shitty fruits.
Yeah. That black plastic bag that they delivered to the freaking ECP.
Oh yeah, you dig through it.
That was just like full of random shit.
And random candies. Do you remember?
You got that video of us chewing the bubble gum?
What's the name of that fucking?
Do you remember that shit? Remember? All the gum.
Yeah. We put all the gum in our mouths and they were like, "Make sure you share." We were like, "Fuck you, we're gonna chew all the shit."
Those little Chicles.
Yeah.
They come in like a little pack of five. Yeah. Like fucking
and they were fucking tasty fucking bubble
gum. I have that
gum,
picture
bro.
Of us. Because
eating
they,
that steak.
The steaks and chicken. Dude, fucking one of the greatest days ever.
ECP whiskey.
Was it?
No. Yeah. ECP whiskey.
Or
bro.
No,
it was whiskey.
It was whiskey, huh?
It was whiskey.
Yeah, because that's with Panther 6, Galactic 6.
Yep.
Life is good there.
That's where we used to watch the fucking movies in the comics.
How many times do you think you got caught sleeping out there? Right there.
Shit, man.
You motherfucker. Always, dude. Like, Brad. Like, God sorry, damn. Brad. At any time he'd come up and he'd see me and he wouldn't even go because a few times he'd be like, "Where's O'Neill?" And I'd be like, "What the fuck? Why? What?" He's like, "No, for real." Because, like, they assumed, like, anytime, like, they'd see they'd see you, right?
Yeah.
And then if they didn't, there was something wrong.
Yeah.
Like, he told me that later. He's like, yeah, if I saw you guys not together, it'd be like, is someone having a fucking issue, right?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't normal. It was out of the normal
behavior.
Dude,
we were fucking, that's why, I'm going to fucking admit something right now. Just between us, and we can fucking keep this on the podcast if you want. Oh. But legit, I think that's why I had such a fucking issue with you moving here, bro. Because, like, any other time before, you know, we were in Afghanistan, or after we were in Afghanistan, it was just visits. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
After you fucking moved here, I kind of went mentally, okay, Dylan and I are fucking back, we're fucking back together again. We're fucking inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit fucking kind of fucked me up because I'm like, holy shit. My mind wants to go back to fucking Afghanistan and like, and I had to fucking chuck myself, dude.
That's
like,
funny, yeah.
Because that's how it was, though, dude.
Well, like, dude, we did a bunch of shit that like.
We were fucking like, it was like fucking Cheech and Chong, Bill and Ted, fucking Scooby and Shaggy.
We'd be in the gym till 2 in the morning.
It was fucking legit. Like,
I don't know, noon.
We were fucking.
Or not noon, like 10.
Fucking
to get
Arnold and Franco.
Who? Oh.
Franco Colombo?
Colombo.
Yeah,
fuck
dude.
Yeah, dude. That's a good one. Because I'm about as tall.
That's a good dude.
I'm about as tall as Colombo, too.
Yeah. And I'm Arnold. It's fantastic.
You 6'2"?
No.
I don't think so.
Don't
fucking short ass bitch.
God damn it. I can just kind of sound like him.
That's why you wear tall ass boots. Like, man, I really want to be 6'2". And I'm like, man, I'm happy. I'm 5'9 on a good day.
No, I wear these. Anyway, so can we get back to the fucking pranks?
Yeah, go ahead.
So. We were fucking sick and tired of fucking Madsen.
Pause.
What?
Did you hear it? Please tell me you heard it.
The awkward pause?
Nah, we'll get it back. We'll wind that back. That was a good one. That was a real good one. Are we not doing phrasing anymore, by the way?
Phrasing?
Never mind. I will listen to this back. Oh, fuck. It's a good one. Anyway, continue.
Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No worries.
All right. So we're fucking sick and tired of Madsen pranking everybody else on our element. So he has an upcoming mission, and we are all aware about it. or all aware of it because...
Like a legit mission.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like he's like on he's a mission. He's
outside the wire.
Yeah.
So he has to take a couple days off of work because the mission is kind of an overnight thing. So he's going to be outside the wire at like 2 and 3, you know, the wee hours of the morning. And so we plan while he's gone on an outside the wire mission in Afghanistan, a prank. And we, me, Bakkenhauser, he's the our Danish buddy, Birkland, another one of our Danish buddies, and then Dylan and I, we planned a prank, got a hold of Maddo's roommate, who was also an Australian, and Australians love pranks as well. I think it's kind of in their nature. They so he obviously fucking let us in. And he's like, just don't fuck with my shit. And you're like, all right. So we go inside of Maddo's room. Bach went to the fucking PX. Detached semi-trailer PX that's literally, you know, stairs up to an 18-wheeler trailer. And gets a box of Ziploc baggies and gets a case of water from our barracks. And shows up to the fucking party. We had no idea what the fuck was going on. Bach just told us, he's like, we're gonna fucking prank Madsen. And that's what Bach came up with. And, you know, we were like, all right, well, fuck yeah, let's get into the room. So we go inside and we take Madsen's bed apart and we strip the bed all the way down to the mattress. And we fill the Ziploc baggies full of water.
Like kind of half full.
Yeah, about half full. So they, once you zip them up, they can kind of lay flat and the water's, you know, kind of laying flat inside the bag. So we kind of grid. No, we don't kind of. We absolutely grid.
We turn his bed into a water bed.
Yes, absolutely. It's literally like bubble wrap. But it's fucking water balloons. Yeah. It literally looked like bubble wrap. So we put the sheets back over.
Fucking, and this dude, you can tell. Oh, yeah.
This fucking, his half of the bedroom looked like a fucking hospital. Like, it smelled like a hospital, didn't it?
Well, he's so OCD. He
was, yeah, like.
He had like maps of Kandahar up there. And like, just.
With
and,
that
like,
sticky fucking gum order. Shit.
Yeah. And he like. You just move a corner. His roommate was like, yeah, dude, I just fuck with him. I move a corner and he loses his shit.
Yeah, and we did that night.
Too. Yep, and we all took pictures on his camera.
Yeah.
We were all like, hey.
Yeah, like, fuck you. So anyway, we make the bed back perfect.
Right,
this dude has fucking hospital corners on his shit, too.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's nuts.
Like, I had to make
he's
the bed.
He's Australian.
Yeah, who knew? Australian motherfucker. They had new hospital corners. Yeah. Anyway. So we fix the fucking bed, right? We think this shit, we're fucking
it's good. Hackling like we take pictures of the before and after to get it perfect how it is. Like, because we know he's going to notice if it's all right.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we're dealing with here.
It's so perfect.
Oh, we're spies.
Oh, it was perfect, man.
And so we leave, we're good. And we just wait. It's like we set a trap. And we're just like, we're giddy school kids, dude. Like, I remember that whole day at work, we're like, you guys, anytime you see anything, like, you hear anything? We're like, nah, nobody heard anything. Because he's supposed to, like, he was coming home from mission.
Yeah. When we were going to work in the morning.
In the morning, yeah. He was coming home in the morning, like, he's going to kick his boots off and sit in water, right? That was the goal.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ. Holy shit. Go ahead.
So, like Dylan was saying, we were, you know, kind of joking about it the entire day. We were, you know, we tried to keep it low-key, but, you know, fucking people... Here's just kind of a notorious thing for cops in the Air Force in general. They can't keep their fucking mouth shut.
Oh, no.
So, that traveled pretty quickly throughout our entire flight, but we were smart enough to keep it away from leadership. So it spread throughout the entire rest of our element that has gotten pranked, that Madsen's getting pranked.
Yeah, or already had.
Yes.
You know, we just assumed he already had.
Yeah, and we, you know, at the end of shift, and we were working 12s, right?
Yeah,
we were working 12s. Yeah, so at the end of shifts, at the end of shift, we, you know, Dylan and I freaking walking back. We had to carry all of our fucking gear back to our, you know, barracks. And, you know, we fucking are laughing. Like, we can't fucking wait to see fucking messages.
I remember so like, giddy. Like, oh, just man. Walking back.
Yeah,
like,
dude. I just, I get that fuck? Feeling again. Yeah. Just see, like, oh my God, dude. I loved it. Because it was the most perfect fucking planned thing against the most fucking evil fucking, like, smart fucking witty motherfucker, dude.
Like, it was so perfect, bro. I just love how, like, it brought, like, that day, two Americans and two Danish, right?
Yeah, dude.
Against the common enemy.
Yep.
Of an Australian dude.
Yep. Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're all fucking walking back. The entire element kind of knows what the fuck's going on by now. So Dylan and I are kind of rushing back a little bit. You know what I mean? Because we kind of want to be the first ones to see Madsen. Mm-hmm. And we fucking show up. And this is my fucking best Madsen impression, bro. Fucking oh, Maddo. He's fucking standing there. And
him and his roommate.
Yep, him and his roommate. And his roommate, he's like, looks upset. He's sitting at the fucking picnic table. And Maddo's standing at the fucking sidewalk. And he's like, you know, and he sees us. And we immediately start fucking laughing. Oh, yeah, and he's like,
because as soon as I see him in my head, I'm like, we got him.
Yeah, we got him. Like his success. Arms are crossed. We're good. His arms are crossed. He's fucking tapping his fucking foot.
I go, he's and pissed. We got him.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. And we're, he's like, it didn't go the fucking way you'd wanted it to, cunts. And we were like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, what? We're crying laughing.
I'm super confused. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Like, what happened? And so,
I don't believe him at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And by the way, the two Danish are not there yet.
No, it's just us.
Dylan and I have walked to the barracks faster than everybody else.
I think, no, Anders was already there. He already knew. Because he came out going, did he tell you?
Oh, okay.
And he's like, nobody. Because he lost his shit again.
Oh, okay.
When he knew we knew, right? Because he had a common.
Okay, so Berkland knew first, and he hadn't come out of the barracks yet. No, okay, okay. Yeah. So we were the second to know. We were just reacting naturally.
Yeah.
So Bach hadn't been there yet. No. So, yeah, and we, you know, me and you were fucking dying laughing, just hysterical, and then Bach gets there, and then, you know, me and him, you and I are laughing hysterically, and then, you know, we're laughing so hard we can't even tell him the story. Madsen has to tell the story again to Bach, and then his first phrase was, "We almost killed you," and then
we didn't even tell him what happened.
What?
At Ultimato.
Oh, shit, he didn't... Oh, no. Fuck, I didn't explain it. I'm sorry. No. Oh, shit. God damn it, dude. I'm like there right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just picturing it. I remember him telling us the story of what actually happened.
Okay.
And I didn't believe him.
Yeah, tell the story.
Pissed off. Well, so apparently he... Not apparently, this is what happened, I guess. he gets home, and, you know, he kicks his boots off or whatever, and he's like, you know what, I'll stay up. And I'll finish this episode of Band of Brothers I was on before I go to sleep, or I'll fall asleep to it or whatever. So he grabs his laptop, opens it up, unplugs it from the wall, fucking sits down, and puts his laptop down. But what he didn't realize, and what nobody else realized, right, is he put his fucking laptop in a pool of water that he had just created, that we had put there, right? So it zapped the shit out of him for a bit. Like, he put that fucking computer in a pool of water, and he's just, like, like, holding on to that fucking...
He's fucking riding the lightning for fucking... Dude, he was explaining it. His roommate said this.
If he would not have unplugged that laptop, it would have killed him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because
the surge protector in the laptop hit and shut the whole thing down.
How fucking sick is that, dude. Shit?
If it was plugged in, it would have just kept cycling.
He would have been like fucking Harry and fucking Home Alone.
He goes, I pissed myself. I fucking pissed myself. Dude. He goes, I fucking pissed myself. I was like, and in my head, I'm like, you definitely shit yourself too.
Yeah, you definitely.
You're not gonna tell us that, but you definitely shit yourself too. And he was pissing blood, and yeah, and he's like, the only comfortable position I could find was in the fetal position on the cold floor, and he goes to his leadership, like his sergeant or whatever, whoever it was, and he was a cool ass dude.
Jenks.
No, it wasn't Jenks. It was the guy after him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And who was so cool, us dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And he knew us. and he knew like this shit was going on, and he walks in. He walks in and he goes, "I'm not okay, right?" And he can tell. He can tell he's not okay. So they take him there, and they're like, "What happened?" And the guy asked him before. His sergeant was like, "Well, hey, what happened?" He's like, "Listen, it was a prank gone wrong for sure, right? No, it was. There was no, you know."
Ill will,
yeah, fucking...
Yeah, no ill intentions
whatsoever. No. And he's like, okay, what happened? He's like, yeah, they got me with water. I got shocked or whatever. My laptop. He's like, I'm pissing blood. All this shit, right? And he's like, the guy's like, well, fuck, you know? He's like, okay, well, you spilled water on your laptop. It shocked you. He goes, perfect. And that's what they told the doctors and shit. His kidneys were larger.
Oh.
Yeah, his kidneys are swollen, inflamed, and his heart was too.
God damn it.
So his heart and his kidneys took the brunt of it, just like his kidneys are just like, boom, right? Like,
Oh my God.
Yeah, it went straight to his fucking kidneys. Oh,
dude.
I hope he's okay nowadays.
He deserves a fucking bar for this shit.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't believe him when he's telling us this. I think he's just, you know, pissed. Yeah. They're trying to get one over us, make us feel bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so me and you are laughing, like, we're like, bullshit. And then Bach comes around the corner and just has this biggest shit-eating grin on his face.
And he's like, fucking miss that guy.
Oh, dude. As soon as he heard he had almost killed him, Bach, that Viking fuck, that Danish bastard, dude, he cried. He was laughing so goddamn hard.
Dude, I could not believe it. I those goddamn dudes, man.
We need to go see him.
We need to go to fucking Copenhagen, man. You know he's doing his own blog now.
I keep up with it.
Thank God for that translation thing, man.
On Instagram?
Yeah. I love keeping up with his posts because he's actually a pretty decent, you know, writer as far as like his actual blog. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm actually kind of plugging him right now, so that's cool.
You know what though? I've never seen those Bachenhauser. I've never seen those pictures that we took. Remember when he got that badass camera? We went on that photo shoot of Afghanistan.
We need to talk to him about this.
I know.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit him up tonight. Anyway, what was another story that you wanted to tell about Afghanistan?
Oh, I don't know, dude. We've probably been going for a minute though, huh?
Yeah. We should probably get going, dude. I gotta get back home.
Yeah, it's 8:00.
All right. One thing I wanna mention on our podcast, actually, no, fuck that. Let's kinda let's end it then. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Well, end it. End it.
Yeah, we'll end it. But I'm just saying, I'm trying to find the mouse. Where the fuck did I put the mouse?
You're going to say one thing you want to say on there is what?
I guarantee that this fucking thing really matters annoying as shit.
Yeah. Huh?
It's going to be annoying as shit.
The squeaking?
Yeah, but whatever.
That's all right. I mean, this is the best we can do with what we have right now.
I know. It was a good episode so far. We're definitely learning a lot of shit. For sure. You know, especially like how the microphone works and stuff.
But, guys, thanks for listening. Please tune in next week. We do have a awesome opportunity to interview a professional MMA fighter, so it'll be really awesome to speak with him.
That's kind of what we want to get into, just because
opportunity.
That stuff kind of fell into us, though, didn't it? Absolutely. With Eric, and that's cool, though, because you know Mikey so well.
Yeah, Mike is kind of opening and broadening our network as far as
that's pretty
MMA
dope,
fighters,
dude.
And we're gonna have him on later this month. So
we're
looking forward to that. So tune in next week. Actually, it'll be not next week. Tune in 2 weeks from now. Yeah, maybe.
Why not just do a weekly thing?
Might give you some medicine.
Me and Eddie will do. We'll do a weekly thing.
Actually, we can't give you medicine. We gotta have Grant on again,
for the CBD.
Mr. Antidote. Yeah. But anyway,
cool.
Appreciate it. We'll see y'all next time. There's the dog.
Peace.